from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I have a lot of good Cowboys news in here for you. So it's time now for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. I'm Gavin Dawson. Brian brought us live on the tennis courts in Oxnard, California, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey from grain to glass. You do have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. That's the G-Bag Nation crew, and along with you, let's hang out for the next 2.5 hours. Rangers baseball is coming up 6:30. They'll look for 2 wins in a row, hosting the Twins. Little week, 4-game weekend series. Okay, Mishota just tweeted about Dak Prescott's quote about contract talks. Good conversations are going on. I'll say that. A lot of confidence that something will get done. So Steven said it shortly before we went on that, you know, maybe we could have an announcement relative to CD and maybe even somebody else this afternoon. A CD contract, I think, is a lock before the season starts. A Dak contract would be a surprise, but and a massive news event. I think there's
huge.
Probably less optimism now from the public that a deal is going to get done before next March. So if you would get this done and cement the next half decade at the quarterback position, I think that'd be a lot of story that people would be excited about, but maybe even more would be crushed by. That's just crazy.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of fans who would probably be like super ticked by that. Now, I wonder if we're getting to the point now where it's this thing either gets done before the season or both have an understanding Dak's probably walking once next offseason rolls around and he hits free agency.
That's why they want to do it now. Mm. Let's make sure you don't have another lower extremity injury. We won't sign you after that one, and the market might not either, Dak. So, that'd be my pitch, right? Like, dude, you're on the other side of 30. You're already limping a little bit. You had one big injury. Didn't come back 100% from that. We can guarantee you from injury in this year. And I think for Dak, that's got to be attractive. You know, getting locked into some kind of security. I don't need to drain that lemon of every last drop right now. I want to lock in, you know, what's left of my career as a Cowboy.
Yeah, and perhaps that's exactly how he feels. I think that there's a lot of money to be made out there. These guys are super confident. I don't think Dak's walking into the season feeling like he's getting hurt. I don't think Dak's walking into the season thinking that my value is doing anything but going up as I play a little bit more and more football. And what we're talking about, $60 million right now, we could be talking about $70 million for him per year when it gets to unrestricted free agency. So I just think if the Cowboys are getting a deal done with Dak right now, it's because they came strong with all the wood.
You think they'd reset the market for it?
Oh, without question. Yep. Without question. It would be – I'd be surprised if it was only $60 million. If he agrees to a deal before the season starts, my guess would be that would probably be a $62 million deal APY, average per year. That would be my guess.
Very interesting. Okay, so stay tuned for that. And apparently we could have multiple big deals signed by the Cowboys. They got three of them they're working on, and Stephen Jones shortly before the show said, you know, a couple, then Dak just gave you the update. They're really confirming from both sides.
Yeah, like, Brian, if it weren't Dak as the other player, I was trying to think of who else it could even be. Like, are they trying to get ahead of Osa Digizua? I mean, is it like, I don't even know what other player it could be.
Kind of felt like, though, that in talking to people at camp, that they, and, you know, people were saying to me that they, with CD, they had a number agreed on. They just didn't have the structure right. Mm. So maybe they've figured out, and this was several days ago. This was, you know, 4 or 5 days ago. Then people were talking to me about it, and I was like, okay. So with that being said, I was thinking, oh, okay, well, they're going to get this thing done here pretty quick. So if not Dak, I think the one that they're really, really trying hard on is getting CDs done. And so that would be the one I would think, Zach.
All righty. Elsewhere here in the Cowboys news of the evening, we go over here to The Athletic, where once again our guy John Machota has done some great journalism. The headline, key to Dallas Cowboys exceeding expectations, could be new defensive disguises. And Zim has a great quote in here when talking about his philosophy. Moving around Parsons is most notable, the story says, but the disguise is happening on all three levels, line, linebacker, secondary. Yeah. Zim says, we're just trying to get the offense to have to make some post-snap decisions. Did the protections turn the way we want? Make the quarterback hold the ball just a little bit longer if you can when the receivers are coming to block, making it so they're not sure if they're blocking the safety or the corner or whatever it may be. You know, Brian, the more I learn about your guy Mike Zimmer, the more that I absolutely love, and I think he might be exactly what this coaching staff has been needing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been with Mike for a long time, as everybody knows, and the thing that and just having the opportunity to talk with him, you know, on the practice field every once in a while, is he's really, really happy about being here, and he really likes his guys, and he really likes his coaching staff. He likes, you know, Jeff Zugino was a guy he'd never worked with before, but he likes his intensity. Al Harris has done a really good job with the secondary. You know, these coaches have made it really easy on Mike to implement and teach what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mike's not worried about if it's a 1-year deal or not. He's here, you know, there's a loyalty to Steven and Jerry, because when he was a young coach back in the day, they gave him a shot, you know, and then they gave him an opportunity, and then he got to be a defensive coordinator here, you know, with Parcells. I mean, during the Dave Campbell administration, he got to stay over. Bill recognized him as a really good coach. So, yeah, there was never going to be a doubt with me about it. Now, we'll get into the season. We'll see if they've got this. We'll see if they get the defensive line stuff right. I think they've got the linebackers kind of squared up to where they need to be. The secondary, they got Diggs practicing. That's been a good sign out there for them as well. So Mike will come up with ways to scheme you and confuse you and play really sound defense. And as like I said, he's really happy with these guys he's got.
I mean, playing really sound defense while also using scheme to be multiple, to do deception. That's the name of the modern game. And I would love, you know, if Mike McCarthy's not going to be the coach beyond this year, if it becomes Mike Zimmer and, you know, we get to see what he does, I think it's that mindset when you talk about across the hall or, you know, what could turn the lights on for an offense. I think it would be talking to Mike Zimmer about how important it is to make the other side, whether you're on offense or defense, make decisions after we've snapped the ball and be able to all be on the same page, adjusting to those decisions based on the keys that the other teams are giving you, so you're not predictable. You can send out, you know, different kinds of personnel, wait to see how they adjust, and then go exploit where the space is instead of saying, well, you know, we're going to line up and do what we do. You know, whenever you have coaches say that kind of stuff, it's terrifying.
They've got player buy-in at this camp.
Yeah.
You could tell that these players are doing everything that they're asking them to do. I mean, there's some guys, we kind of talk about Mozzie every day and some of the things, the struggles he has. But overall, man, there's a lot of player buy into this defense.
I'd highly suggest any Cowboy fans read this. You know, it's not that I think they're going to exceed expectations or they're going to have a great year, but it's how it could happen. It would be Mike Zimmer winning like assistant coach of the year or something like that. DeMarvian Overshown in the story, sometimes he'd just be sitting back. He would see the offense come out, wouldn't even look at his script and just call a defense, and the defense worked. That's one of the things I love about Coach Zim. As we're warming up preseason, he's doing the same thing. You can just tell how dialed in he is with everything. Jalen Brooks, their disguise now is insane. Quinn had some disguises, but Zimmer's are pretty good. I got to give him full credit for that. It's really good. It's a lot of little things. That's the kind of stuff they say about coaches that make a difference for your football team. And maybe, in fact, we got one here. I think he might hold the keys for McCarthy. You know,
It's funny you say that, because when we got to kind of chat with him for a little bit when we were out there at camp, it was before you walked over with us, Brian. But I jokingly was like, yeah, our guy brought us, said you're going to save McCarthy's job. And he just kind of, bashful of it, didn't want to, speak too highly of himself. But he did say, hey, we win a lot of games in this league playing good defense. And this Cowboys team has a chance to be a pretty special unit.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Mike is he's a ball coach. That's what he is. He lives for these times. I mean, what's really funny is everybody kind of thought coming into this thing that Mike was just going to yell and scream and be that guy. He really hasn't. I mean, he really hasn't. Jeff Zagina is this screamer and yeller guy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's the guy that screams at everybody, and, so... Yeah, Mike's done a really nice job, and hopefully they can kind of maintain this level, because they practice really, really hard, and they get an opportunity. Like I say, defense had a really good day against the Rams yesterday. Defense was on it down in the red zone. They were on it, and the offense, it was a struggle yesterday, but the defense did what they had to do.
What else you got in a C-note, Wolchuk? What can you throw on this fire?
Well, and you mentioned the Jalen Brooks quote there that can benefit the offense. The post-snap stuff for Dak Prescott going up against that every day. For those, and I think it's fair criticism, right? Post-snap, when teams are disguising, maybe that can help out from an offensive standpoint. But we had ESPN come out with, this is your favorite thing, B, floors and ceilings for every NFL team.
Yeah, love it. Cowboys, clicked right on it. Clicked right on it.
I knew you did.
Yeah, clicked right on it. Yeah.
Cowboys ceiling, 13-4.
Oh,
their floor,
7-11.
Worst it could go, 8-9.
7-10.
We like that 8-9 to 13-4 range, or do we think the floor could be even lower than 8-9?
You know, I don't think it'll be lower than 8-9. I mean, obviously, barring catastrophic injury, but I think 8-9 is probably a fair floor to put it at.
You look at the schedule, though. I mean, Browns, Ravens, Lions, Niners. It's just,
this thing could be 7-10.
It is. I think in worst case scenario, if you have like some bad bounces,
yeah,
maybe I could see slightly better. But that's in a, you know, oh wow, every bounce went against you. I think realistically, you're looking at between 8-10.
Yeah, I look, they've got the exact same ceiling and floor as the Eagles do.
Yeah.
Washington, 9-8 and 4-13. And then the Giants are also 9-8 and 4-13. Tons of creativity here when it came to this ceiling and floor list from ESPN.
I mean, but Texans, Bengals, dude, it's like the schedule is pretty,
it's a tough
dang
schedule.
Tough.
It is.
Yeah, the 17th game you get to play is against the Houston Texans.
Who could very well be
in the championship game next
right.
year.
And how'd you play against the better teams in the league? Well, you're going to be tested this year. I mean, assuming the carryover happens that we expect, year to year you get some outliers, maybe some teams underachieve. You get a team that you didn't think was going to be good ends up playing better. But you're going to be tested pretty much consistently against a good team with this schedule this year. So how do they come out and play, especially offensively, which was the issue a year ago?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to count on Dak trying to get it done on third and long a lot, which he can do. He can manage. But, you know, an opportunistic defense that's going to put some points on the board, I think you count on that. But, you know, how much can you do without a running game at all? Because the running game took a big step back last year. I think it takes another half step back this year before, you know, things start to click, hopefully in 2025 and beyond. Okay, time now for a top 10 at 420 with Woolchuck. What's the subject today, buddy?
It is back to school week. We've got the top 10 movies about high school. I wonder how many Brian's seen. That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.